Hey, this is Amy with intuitivecoachingwithamy.com, and I am continuing my sales success series. And these are bonus shows with affirmations and prayers that I use to really shift the energy in my life and business around money and earning and sales. This last one I have two more I'm going to share, but this one that I'm going to share now, if you could see the pages, it's crossed out and written over, because we create our reality. I know you hear that a lot. And what does it actually mean? You can craft your belief system. You can craft what you think so that you can create the result you most desire. And so when I sat down to create all of these affirmations, and I put them in the binder, and I read them throughout the year, as I was going through them, I'd be like, well, you know what? That really doesn't sound like me, you know? Because sometimes when we are starting the process of creating a reality for ourselves, we have to reach for something, right? We have to get something on the page. It's very much like writing a novel. And so I'll tell you, I don't even call it a novel until I've written three drafts. That's my creative process. I do draft one. Now it's real. Then there's draft two. That's where I put all of the details in. And I put in draft. Then there's draft three. No one sees those drafts, right? And then it goes to editing, right? And then a production can actually begin. And so I want you to think of creating your reality in the same way, that you are constantly going to be shifting out and trying on beliefs to see if they fit the reality you want to create. So I'm gonna show you a different, I'm gonna give you this, so that I'm really teaching a bit here more than sharing some affirmations. So it starts with, I trust God will supply all my needs and truest desires. And I had a lot with that, because I come from, my mother is like probably more like traditional Christian background. And I've said before in previous podcasts, but I had a grandmother that was more esoteric. And so my mom, though, would always be like, well, God supplies all your needs. God supplies all your needs. And I'm like, well, what if I want the bar to be higher than, you know, my little mind would look at and be like, well, you know, I want more than just like a roof over my head. And that's like, there has to be more than just needs. And so I took a workshop with this witch. She was a witch, and she was trying to transition into more personal development. And one of the affirmations she gave in her program was that, or one of the topics she covered in her program was the spirit sees needs and desires as the same. And I was so grateful to finally hear that, because I've been hearing, you know, my mom say that. And I'm like, well, if this is it, like, God's got to do better, you know? And so, there was still this like insecurity, or, I guess that's the best way to describe it, this insecurity around, oh, is it just my basic needs, or can I really have everything I wanted? Like, I believe that. But when it came to being provided for by way of supply, which in our culture is money or sales, I was really struggling with that. And so I'm so grateful that I took that class. I wound up getting in a little bit of a fight with the teacher and quitting the class. And but that's a whole nother completely different story unrelated to money. But I'm so grateful that I got that out of the class. I think that's what I needed, was that just to hear somebody else say that, because I was sensing that. But because this very loud voice in my head was broadcasting this frequency of bare minimum, it didn't make me feel good. So that now I would, that affirmation is amended to, I trust God will supply all my truest desires. So I take needs out of it usually. sometimes I'll include needs, wants, and desires. So I feel like I'm covering everything, but now I feel like I can. Like just hearing one person say something, and it's not that her voice was like the gospel, but I just needed a countering belief to help me be able to activate the vibration of, oh yeah, I can have everything I want when it comes to finances, really. And I think that might be the case because I was listening to a client recently talk about, you know, if you have a parent or you grew up in a parental environment where they're always looking for the deal and it's always the bare minimum, or they like that my client was telling me that his parents like scoffed at anybody, the person that was charging $3,000, they'd go find the $1,000 person, then they'd spend, you know, 2 weeks talking about like, how dare that person charge $3,000, right? And so if you have any of that, if you grew up around that, you can start to believe that that's the way life's supposed to be, even if you want more, but it's really just a limiting belief. And, you know, that was just the perspective that those people were holding. That doesn't have to be true for your life. And so going back to mine was my mom holds that belief, and she's right. My mom holds that so well. Her basic needs are always met, but she is constantly, and not in no way am I being critical, but I was aware, like I was seeing the result, that she's always complaining about where she lives. And there's always some person that's screwing her over financially. And I think a lot of that comes from that idea of that she's locked in that, oh, my needs will be met. Like every bill gets paid always. And so for her, and I admire that, but at the same time, she's always like, I don't have what I want. I don't have what I want. I don't have what I want. Right. So I hope that thought is helpful. So a few others that I had to rearrange. I do something because I have a burning desire from God to do it, not because I want to get money from doing it. And I would read that and read that and read that. Yes, that's true. But it just wasn't sitting well with me. And I actually just had to take it out of my consciousness. I just trust and do what I know. And money comes from that. And yeah, obviously I'm doing it because I'm in business, and the whole purpose of being in business is to make money. So I had to really rearrange that. I had an affirmation about where I was listing out my actual sales efforts. In the show about figuring out your process and figuring out the mechanics of sales and what you want to use. So I was like listing them out. I was like, I do this and I do this and I do this, and this produces a result. And I was like, that didn't feel good. Because what if I did want to shift and change? And what if I did want to do it in a little bit different way? And I wanted to give myself more freedom. So I cut that one out. And then I had one, the money will always come if I follow it. I trust money will always flow to me. It's not my marketing that makes me money. It's my trust that my truest desire that requires money will be fulfilled. And it was so clunky. I knew what I meant. And then I was like, oh, that marketing word, I don't want to use that anymore. I'm so over that. I just want to talk about in my mind. I do these activities, which are under the umbrella of sales, and I make money, right? And I wanted to keep that thought just so clean. I didn't want to have all this complicated nuance to it. If I do it this way and from this place, then that happens. And yes, that is a part of it all. Like I say to you, like energy and attitude are everything. But I realized that a lot of that was just like what I heard being in business was about, instead of like me actually being in my business. So I just cut the whole bottom part of that affirmation out. And I said, the money will always come if I allow it. I trust money will always flow to me, right? And my desires must be fulfilled. I focus on fulfilling my truest desires. I receive everything I need to fulfill my desires. I show up and work in the way that feels like God's way. So I cut that one out because I was like, no, I show up and work in the way that feels right and true to me. because again, then I've made up this version, you know, even though obviously I'm a very godly person. And I do live a very spiritual life. And I do think that there is a power higher than me, but that's a lot of pressure to put on ourselves. I work in God's way. Well, all I know is my truest desire, and I know it's on my heart. And I had to accept that that is, in fact, the message of God. Like it's because I found myself like reaching like, well, God, what would you have me to do? And when you ask, and I'm going to, you know, obviously I'm an intuitive and I ask questions in that vein a lot, but it's one thing if you're asking from this place of feeling disempowered and weak and that you need this outside voice to tell you what to do, so then you'll know what to do. No, it's already within you, right? It's already within you. And that is our God likeness, right? So I had to really God's way, like I had to let go of all of that. Like, because God's way is Amy's way and Amy's way is God's way. And it all works as long as I am in my truth and I'm doing what feels right to me and I'm not being controlled by an industry or this is what everybody else does, then it all works for me. When I'm doing it my own way, that is God's way. And so I didn't need to write that out because and it's a little bit in the a little Christian speak in that. And believe me, I have no disrespect for that. Well, I don't agree with it because I think it can be very disempowering the way modern day church, Bible Belt Christianity is taught. And so I think that's where that was coming from. So I cut it out. And then I had my why for doing anything in business is to support the people who need my support. I cut that one out too, because I was like, because you know, sometimes like when you hear business teachers talk, they're like, you know, give, you know, like I say at Tony Robbins, that's a completely different mindset. Tony Robbins has a completely different mindset than a Black woman who is highly sensitive, who has been intuitive her whole life, who has a tendency to overgive anyway and put her needs at the bottom of the list, you know? And I get why he's saying it that way because he's probably always saw himself on some level, somewhere in his mind, as at the top of the heap. And so giving is encouraged, right? And it is the way he integrates with the planet, right? But when you've seen yourself at, and I pray that you know where I'm going with this, in no way do I see myself at the bottom, no. And no way do I see myself as lacking or, but I recognize the society I live in and that can be a part of the belief system. So you hear a Tony Robbins say like, give more and support the people. And that's your whole purpose and make that your why and being of service. I'm like, I wake up being of service. That is all I know. Right. And so I was finding that that was like, wow, give more, give more. And it was creating an imbalance with receiving for me. So I had to cut that one out. And again, I pray that I'm not being discriminatory of anyone. And I have a lot of respect for the way someone like a Tony Robbins teaches. But I had to accept that sometimes teachers in this space, in the business space, are teaching from what they know to be true. And that may not always extend, just given the way privilege can be perceived in our society. At the same time, I think I am wonderfully privileged. And I have a very strong belief in privilege, and I don't think of privilege as being a bad word. But I had to come to my privilege in a much different way than, say, again, with all due respect, an alpha white male. And that's okay, too. It doesn't mean anyone's approach and path is any less valid. But but you do need to know the distinction within you so that you know how to approach it. So I had to let that one go. That was not that why. No, my why for doing business is to make money. Of course I'm going to serve. That's who I am. I say to you on this podcast, I would sit on these podcasts for hours and hours and hours and teach you everything that I've ever learned about consciousness and manifestation and energy and intuition and creating the life that you desire. But I also recognize that I need a life and I have to get paid, right? Hope that makes sense. I think it does. And so then I had a lot around like selling supports to people and I had to cut all those out. So I share this with you because I winded up not really using this page, these two pages extensively, because I was like, I'm already those things. That's not my issue. And I know where those were coming from. I was listening to, around the time I was crafting the Bible, I was listening to a lot of different sources and I was listening to, who was I listening to? Grant Cardone, probably. Again, I respect him deeply as a salesperson. And that was kind of his messaging. And I had to get clear that like, oh, he's coming from a completely different perspective. And that's okay. I take what I need from his teachings and I leave the rest behind. And I think because the areas I needed to get from him felt so over my head because I wasn't a vibrational match to them just yet. Of course, this is where I focus. And I see that a lot is that people will take material and where they're good, they'll suddenly, because there's a part of the material that doesn't make sense to them, that's not resonating, that feels jumbled in their mind, instead of sitting with it and unjumbling it, because we're not taught to do that, we're taught to run from the things that make us uncomfortable. They turn to the things that they're comfortable with, and then they start to use that material against themselves, right? Just like I was doing with those affirmations. And so come to this material with an open heart, quickly identify where you're like, I'm strong here. And then the areas where you're like, oh, I know I'm shaky there, and I know I'm going to have to deal with it, and it's going to be a little uncomfortable. Sit in that, because you will start to extract out the wisdom and understanding that you need so that you can produce the result you most desire or create, manifest. All right, I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. If you are looking for a coach to help you transform your life, then I would love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take a look at the massive result intuitive coaching package. Thank you so much for listening. I look forward to connecting with you again on the next podcast.